This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453, free as in freedom. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. That's the number you can call and join us in hour number three. We do 3 hours of radio every night, and it's all me. I do that. No, I'm kidding. We have a lot of hosts, and we've got kind of a real groundswell of hosts of different voices. So you tune in tonight. You might catch me, Chris, and
Ian,
and nobody.
You might catch a Saturday night show. You're going to have a completely different cast. You're going to get different voices with different opinions. We don't always agree with each other. We don't always, and you won't always agree with us. I can guarantee you that. That's okay, but that's how conversations are started. One story I did want to talk about, but first I wanted to ask you guys if you are familiar with Blackstone's ratio.
I might have heard of it, but
yeah. So William Blackstone, who was a famous English jurist, he wrote kind of a seminal work called Commentaries on the Law of England, and Blackstone's Law. You may have heard that, and that's a famous book that a lot of lawyers.
I think you're thinking of Black's Law.
Yeah, Black's Law.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know if that's the same guy.
I think you're right. But Blackstone did write commentaries on English law, and his ratio said this, and you may have heard this paraphrased, it's better than 10 guilty persons escape than one innocent suffer.
I agree, and I've heard it paraphrased as 100 to 1.
Yeah, and I think there are probably a lot of variations, but he was kind of credited with that early one. We should worry about it, but we shouldn't focus on the guilty man going free. We should really be concerned with the innocent man being punished.
Right, because, look, it could be your kid who's next. You know, it's easy to sit out on the outside of a jail and say, those are criminals in there. But what if it's your son or your daughter who gets picked up on trumped-up charges? What if they frame somebody that you care about for a so-called crime that they didn't commit? If you try to pretend like it doesn't happen, you're just, you know, plugging your head in the sand.
And sometimes the state decides, the state, which is just a bunch of people, your elected representatives decide that some people should die for what they've done. And this is becoming more and more problematic because of DNA evidence and findings that many people that have been convicted are wrongly convicted on trumped-up charges, as Ian was referring to. But the Trump administration is going to go back the other way, at least in terms of people on death row. This comes to us from Vox. The Trump administration is bringing back federal executions. There have only been 3 federal executions since 1988.
Huh.
The last one was 2003. And meanwhile, you have more states like New Hampshire. I believe the total is up to 21 states that have outlawed the death penalty. U.S. Attorney General William Barr ordered the Federal Bureau on Prisons on Thursday to resume capital punishment for federal prisoners for the first time in nearly 2 decades and to change the drugs it uses to carry out executions.
I thought they stopped manufacturing those drugs.
I think
that's why they're changing
them to something else now.
Because it was so, I think the reason why they stopped manufacturing them, if I recall correctly, is because they were, let's say, cruel and unusual.
Yeah, see, I don't understand why they wouldn't just induce an opiate overdose. That would be, that's what makes sense to me. I mean, a quart of liquid morphine is going to kill anybody without any discernible discomfort. Mm.
Judge Barr said in a statement, quote, the Justice Department upholds the rule of law, and we owe it to the victims and their families to carry forward the sentence imposed by our justice system.
What if the victim wants to forgive their killer, or obviously the killer? If they were killed, they can't forgive. But what if the family of, you know, the victim wants to forgive this person?
During a sentencing hearing, I'm sure they would have the opportunity. But the question is, how long is that good for?
Mm.
You know, what if you change your mind? What if you decide that this is immoral? Are you going to then be able to save someone's life? The death penalty has been in decline in America, although it's still legal in 29 states. The number of executions carried out each year is falling, and the number of new death sentences is also on the decline. But at the federal level, the Trump administration wants to reverse the trend.
Jeez. I'd like to know from anybody that's had a family member killed, and that the killer was then put to death, did that fill the hole inside of you? Did that make you feel whole again? Did that make you feel good to see somebody else lose their life?
Do you still miss the person that you lost?
Mm.
I mean, one thing doesn't negate the other. Mm-hmm. It's just insane. The five inmates to be executed are Daniel Lewis Lee, who murdered a family of three, Lesbon Mitchell, who killed a 63-year-old woman and her 9-year-old granddaughter, Wesley Ira Perkey, who raped and killed a 16-year-old, in addition to two other victims, Alfred Bourgeois, who molested and killed his 2-year-old daughter, and Dustin Lee Honkin, who fatally shot five people.
I mean, there's no doubt that those are terrifying, awful crimes, but what I want to know is, why are they in a federal lockup anyway? I mean, why is there a federal law prosecuting somebody for murder? Shouldn't those be state-related crimes?
There's a collection of reasons that can happen. One can be you committed the crime against a postal employee. One can be you committed the crime on a military base. Or you were a member of the military when you committed the crime.
Or what if you crossed state lines in the process of the kidnapping or something?
That's
like
the
that.
Thing. Kidnapping, I think, is specifically a federal crime.
Mm.
And that's because interstate flight is frequently a part of kidnapping. Although I think it's wrong. I think it should be punished on the state level.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the truth be told, assuming that all these guys are guilty, and, you know, I suspect they are, I certainly hope they are, I mean, I don't have a problem with whacking them.
No,
uncertainty is what gives me an issue there.
And that can have feelings that, yes, this guy should put to death, but are you 100% certain of their guilt? And how are we going to say blanket anybody who does this crime and goes through these steps, we're 100% confident that we got the right guy? The United States
have reasons that juries are frequently asked to you know, in some states, and it depends on where you are, in some states the jury will have a second deliberation phase called the penalty phase, where they will be asked, in the case of a capital murder, should we impose the death penalty or should we impose life in prison? And I think part of that is kind of to give them an option to correct for lack of certainty.
Yes, and I appreciate that, but again, I go back to the book, The Country Doctor and the Country Dentist and the Cadaver King, by Radley Balco, that outlines all these cases. I can't remember. I think it was something like 300 cases that ended up being overturned with various penalties, up into including death, that happened in Mississippi. This is only
300
one
in Mississippi alone?
Just in Mississippi.
Whew.
These guys were, this guy was legendary, the Cadaver King, the forensic officer, was legendary for how many people he would view and how many autopsies he would perform. They figured out that he was performing something like 200, according to his records, like 200 autopsies per day. It was thousands
impossible.
Per year. Of course it was. And that's what they finally realized, that this guy cannot possibly be doing it. Now,
was he getting paid per autopsy? I suspect he was.
Yes, he was, and he just basically had this sort of a scam running with the state, and he worked for the state, and he was making money hand over fist.
How many innocent people went to prison?
But again, a number of those cases, people sitting on death row. 855-450-FREE. What?
Where does one county find 700,000 corpses? I don't think that's possible. That would only be...
He was also working for other states. 855-450-FREE. What do you think about the death penalty? I'm against it. Changed my mind. This is
Are you locked into a crappy schedule where you're forced to report to work or even to a relationship where you're not allowed to do the things you want to do? That sucks. Wouldn't you prefer to live a more free life? There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of Nye Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Free as in freedom. That is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. That's a number you can call and get on the radio. Tell us what's important, what's on your mind. Tell us what you think of the death penalty. That's what we've been talking about, and the feds deciding it's been too long, we need to start executing people again. But first, I want to tell you about an absolutely great piece of technology. It is the Edge Wallet for cryptocurrencies. Now, a wallet, when you deal with cryptocurrencies, that isn't a leather thing that you put in your back pocket. It's an electronic wallet, and the Edge Wallet is pretty slick. It's available on iOS and the Android mobile platforms. You can buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies. It's user-controlled, and that's important in cryptocurrency. You want to own your money. You don't want to trust someone else with it. There's support for BTC, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, many, many more. This is built by a veteran team. They've been building things for mobile devices since 2014.
They just added Ravencoin.
Did they really?
Yeah, their most recent Edge Wallet update. So if you don't have the latest version, you update, you'll get the option to put Ravencoin in your Edge Wallet.
So
I've been hearing people raving about that stuff.
Their tagline is secure your freedom. We couldn't agree more. Find out more at edge.app. That's edge.app. Well, that's kind of cool. Ravencoin's getting some support. It's definitely moving up there in the ranks. I think it's somewhere around 50 on the on the list of highest. This is always kind of screwy when they rank cryptocurrencies. Sometimes it's based on just the total dollar volume value of what's out there.
Market cap.
Yes, thank you, Ian. Mm-hmm. Yeah, their market cap is 50th, so it makes them serious. But again, it's and Bruce Fenton, who we've interviewed here on this show, he'll be the first to tell you this stuff is speculative.
Yep.
Don't invest more than you are willing to lose, and that's certainly true for most cryptocurrencies, and it's certainly true in life.
Mm-hmm.
Don't invest more than you can lose.
Good advice.
Absolutely. This is myself, Chris.
And Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And we've been talking about the death penalty. And, you know, my gosh, we've got to kill some people. We aren't killing enough people.
That's what they're saying at the federal level, apparently.
That is. And it's an interesting idea when Trump, on one hand, introduces some reforms to the criminal justice system.
Right. 3,100, according to a story I've been sitting on here for show prep, 3,100 federal prisoners are being released. Some of them are apparently then going to be arrested immediately thereafter. But according to the story at NPR, more than 3,100 people as of a few days ago will be leaving the Bureau of Prisons custody starting, I think it was last week, part of what the Justice Department officials call a, quote, truly monumental effort to comply with the First Step Act, which we talked about the First Step Act here on Free Talk Live and criticized it for not going far enough. I mean, it's good that it's good that they're taking a baby step in the right direction, but that's really all the First Step Act is just a baby step. It's a very, very weak form of criminal justice reform, but still, they deserve some credit for it.
What exactly does it say?
I don't have it in front of me,
but
it was a very, very minor, reform on sentencing. People that have been in there for a while, there may be a summary of it here in this story, but about 900 of those 3,100 inmates are subject to detention by local authorities or immigration officials, and their fate will be up to states or the Department of Homeland Security. So not all of them are walking out the door and going home. Others are, 900 of them are walking out the door, possibly going to be arrested immediately as soon as they're done.
Another big headline the last few days was, Joe Biden criticizing the fact that criminal justice reform has not gone far enough under Trump, and he wants to go even further.
Mm.
The audacity of Joe Biden was the one who sponsored most of the problems with our criminal justice in the first place. All these things that happened during the Clinton years, this was Joe Biden-sponsored legislation. And now
you're talking about the 1994 crime bill?
That one too.
Okay.
But here you've got Joe Biden saying, well, it's just not going. They haven't, they're not proposing undoing enough of what I did. It's just insane.
I mean, look, I will give somebody credit if they can actually change their mind about something. Now, whether or not politicians do that in these cases is another question, or is he just, you know, running for office and wants to curry favor with, you know, certain
interest groups? I would take his conversion a lot more seriously if it was presented with a little bit of contrition.
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry for what I did?
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Until he recognizes and acknowledges that he has done things that are criminal, I don't have any respect for his conversion, because he has not accepted his own responsibility.
Since you asked, here's a little bit more about this first step, the changes. So they say here that about 250 other inmates who are elderly or terminally ill have transitioned into home confinement or compassionate release programs since Trump signed the First Step law last December. Those programs existed in some form before the First Step Act, but advocates for prisoners and their families said they were used only sparingly previously and are now somewhat easier to access. Deputy Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen said, quote, "The department intends to implement this law fully and on time with the goal of reducing crime, enhancing public safety, and strengthening the rule of law," he said. Authorities also unveiled a new risk assessment tool designed to identify prisoners who could benefit from prison programming that would allow them to win credits that count toward early release under the law. Inmates will be reassessed every 6 months under this new program. So, you know, again, they've made a few minor tweaks around the edges here, but it's affecting 3,100 people's lives in a somewhat positive manner.
Yeah, and no argument with that. I just so many of these, so many people that are sitting even in federal prison, in state prisons, in county lockups for drugs, honestly, for crimes that have no victim, and that is the most egregious thing. When you're charged with something and penalized for something where you did not harm anyone else other than maybe yourself, which I don't think should be against the law either, it's a travesty. It's a violation of what being an American was supposed to mean. The death penalty, as it was practiced in the U.S., including states and at federal executions, was ruled unconstitutional by the Supreme Court in Furman v. Georgia in 1972, and then reinstated in 1988 when Congress passed the Anti-Drug Abuse Act. They reinstated the death penalty
with an Anti-Drug Abuse Act.
Yes, there you go. Federal executions, though, were not reinstated until 1988, and then for only a narrow range of cases, according to the Death Penalty Information Center. The Death Penalty Act of 1994 expanded the number of eligible offenses to 60, but the first federal executions did not occur until 2001. More coming up on this. I want to talk death penalty, and if you believe it, call me, because I don't. I think it's bad law. 855-453.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Secretary Esper, your lifetime of noble service has prepared you for this immense responsibility, and that's what it is, immense responsibility.
President Trump, along with Vice President Mike Pence, outside the Pentagon for a welcome ceremony for the new Defense Secretary, Mark Esper.
On behalf of our entire country,
Thank you and congratulations. I have absolute confidence that Mark will ensure that our incredible military is fully prepared to deter conflict and to defeat any foe.
Esper then expressing his thanks toward the president.
Our military has made tremendous gains in recent years thanks to your leadership. And today, we are ready to face any challenge, anytime, anywhere, as we continue to stand guard around the world.
Esper confirmed by the Senate 90-8. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free. That's free as in freedom, free as in Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's the number you call to get on the air with us, the Us in Studios, myself, Chris.
Hey, I'm Ian.
And I'm Nobody.
And we've been talking death penalty. We've been talking a number of issues, but that doesn't mean we have to keep talking about them. We're happy to talk about what you like. This is Open Phones Radio. Sounds crazy. Sounds like complete anarchy in here. Well, in a good way, it is. We want to hear what's important to you, not necessarily what's important to us. So I invite you to give me a call.
But if you don't talk, we gotta.
We got it. There's this thing called dead air. They really frown
on.
Yeah,
I don't like it at radio stations.
So we gotta keep things moving, and that's what we do. So we bring in some stories. And we discussed them, and we have recently been talking about this return of the federal death penalty. More states all the time.
Well, they didn't outlaw it, just to be clear. It just hadn't been used since 2003.
They just felt they weren't killing enough people, and according to our attorney general, he says, well, we need to get back on that wagon. We need to ramp up the old Sparky or however they're killing people these days.
Drug concoction, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The federal level?
Believing that you are going to take another human's life, it's most humane by giving them a drug cocktail. That may be true, but I want you to tell me how you can tell with no uncertainty that someone is guilty. And this was not trumped up charges. It's not just trumped up charges. It's or a false confession. They confess because they had been worn down, or the DNA evidence doesn't exist out there that exonerates them. And this is what really drives me nuts. When DNA evidence exonerates someone, that means someone else killed that person. That means the murderer is still out there.
That's right.
We're okay with that, killing the wrong person? I am not. Thoughts?
I'm with you. I mean, there's nothing else I can say. You've summed it up.
I have no problem with killing the right person, but I definitely have a problem with killing the wrong person.
Yeah.
Well, and then that's the thing. I mean, a lot of times, even in the best of circumstances where you're not dealing with a corrupt prosecutor who is purposefully tainting evidence or introducing false evidence, where you actually have people who honestly believe they have the right guy and they're still wrong, you know?
Yeah, well, it definitely does happen, and it's a
witnesses can be very wrong in their recollection. Different witnesses recall the same incident differently.
I'm going to, again, the book that I've been referring to is The Cadaver King and the Country Dentist by Radley Balco. He talks about these are well-known facts. Did you know that most eyewitness testimony is wrong?
Yes.
Most eyewitness testimony is wrong. That people see things they
thought didn't happen.
And, you know, and it's not to say that police have incentives to get a prosecution. Prosecutors have an incentive to get a prosecution, even if the evidence isn't right. They are incentivized to do so. And that leads to the wrong people. And sometimes it's just a string of bad luck that ends up with somebody behind bars for 30 years or worse, end up on death row wondering if they are going to be killed.
And I think the biggest solution to that would be strict liability for people who engage in that line of work, which means basically when people in those lines of work make mistakes, they should be held personally accountable
for
those mistakes.
Now, Rich, I think a lot of people listening would absolutely agree with you. Hey, if a cop, a prosecutor arrests or charges the wrong man, puts him in jail, he should be liable.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, the Supreme Court has found that there's something called qualified immunity.
Mm.
And I've had a couple of stories that I might bring in one of these days discussing this. So, for example, a police officer in, I can't remember, I think it was Minnesota, he was trying to shoot the family dog. Because there was a call to this place. He feared for his life from this dog. By the way, I researched how many policemen have died
from dog attacks.
Six, and three of them were from rabies back in the 1913s.
So six over 100 years.
Yes.
Wow.
And there was
more than 100 years.
There was not a case of a officer being taken down by a dog in recent memory. This just doesn't happen. But the long and the short of it, he was going to shoot the family dog. Unfortunately, the 10-year-old son was behind him, behind the dog. He shot the child and killed the dog on his second try. But
wow.
Guess what happened? This officer should have to pay the bills for the vet and should certainly have to pay for shooting a child.
I think this officer should be first in line for that death penalty we were talking about.
Unfortunately, the officer has qualified immunity.
Yeah, he's still got his job, I suspect.
He has his job, and he cannot be prosecuted because his job would put him in a difficult position, and this kind of lawsuit, that would make it very difficult for them to do their job. So the Supreme Court has this thing called qualified immunity, so he gets to walk scot-free.
Yep.
I think that's wrong. Maybe you disagree with me. 855-450-FREE. Let me tell me why.
Yeah, I'd love
wrong.
To hear from somebody who thinks the police should have no liability for their actions. I don't think anyone has ever called with that position, but that's almost the way it is. It's very rare that you can actually successfully bring a lawsuit against a police officer in his individual capacity. It's not impossible in certain circumstances, but it's almost impossible.
You can try to bring charges. If you get a conviction, that's even more difficult. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to the phones where we've got David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
More thieving politicians. Du jour. The latest one is there's a mayor in Las Vegas, New Mexico, a Tonita Gourlay-Giron. And what she did is she had a boyfriend who's a contractor, and she was funneling the bid process illegally to the boyfriend to the tune of a couple $100,000. And also, she was bullying her staff to whenever the contractor had to do any business with the city, as far as something that required a fee, he got whatever service from the city without having to pay any filing fee, where the rest of us had to pay a filing fee, some sort of service fee.
Right.
And so the Attorney General of New Mexico, Hector Bald Hairless, he raided this mayor's home, got a search warrant, went to the home and took all her records and whatever. And so they're in the process of figuring that out. And so the city council in Las Vegas, New Mexico, they decided that they'd seen enough over the years that they'd watched this mayor. And so they finally put it on their city council docket to vote on whether or not to put the mayor out of her position, because they had the power to do that. And so what the mayor did is she apparently has the power to control the docket, and she took that vote off of the docket so that they so that they couldn't vote her out. Yeah.
Yeah, so, vote her out if you tried.
Yeah,
and remember that structure.
Yeah. And remember, for some reason the FBI has labeled New Mexico the most corrupt state in the nation. But I can't for the life of me figure out what they're talking about. But
well, this is why we need nobody for mayor. I'd just like to add that.
I agree.
Great story. I mean, horrible story. So what's the current status of this woman? She's had her office raided, but she's still the mayor, basically?
Yeah, the attorney general got a warrant, got a judge to sign a warrant, and went in and took records from her home and from her office. And I guess they're still digesting that. They haven't filed a formal legal action.
Charges will be to come.
We hope,
David, for the call tonight.
We hope charges will follow. But David always has some entertaining stories from New Mexico. 855-453. Our final segment. We got time for your call. This is Free Talk Live.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. It's our final segment, but that doesn't mean you couldn't get on. Or we've got some phone lines open. Give us a call. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been all over the board like we often are, and we like to be all over the board when you bring up new and interesting ideas. Here's one I thought was interesting. The House passed a 2-year debt ceiling and budget deal. So no more of this craziness about raising the debt ceiling.
I thought you told me off the air they were getting rid of the debt ceiling.
Well, basically, Ian, we've got 2 years that we don't have to talk about it. They just forget the debt ceiling. Forget that there's a limit on the credit card for at least for 2 years. You don't even have to bring it up. Just spend.
Wait, so they're getting rid of the debt ceiling?
They're passing
a debt ceiling.
They're suspending the debt ceiling for 2 years.
Okay, that's a strange headline. Because the headline, CNBC,
yeah.
The headline says, House passes 2-year debt ceiling and budget deal. Makes it sound like they're going to have a debt ceiling, but actually the deal is to get rid of the debt ceiling.
Right, just suspend it for a couple years. They also agreed on some numbers. Remember that the United States had never seen a $1 trillion budget. Not under George W. Bush, not under Obama. It took the great one. It took the orange man. It took Donald Trump to surpass a $1 trillion a year budget. Part of this deal raises...
Oh, wait, he's small government, though. See, he's cutting back the government.
Yes.
He's draining the swamp.
He is.
He's huge!
It's the... You got the Democrat or the Republicans are that party of small government.
You got to get rid of the debt ceiling in order to cut the government down. See, doesn't that make sense?
Absolutely. In 2020,
see, in France, they cut the government down with guillotines, and that worked really well.
I like that. $1.37 trillion in 2020, and slightly higher in 2021. The agreement will.
And Trump's behind this, right?
Trump, of course. Yeah. Why wouldn't you? Nancy Pelosi's behind it. Why wouldn't she be behind it? The Republicans in the Senate, they've indicated that they're going to pass it. So I guess everybody's for it except for me. I don't understand why they are doing the things that they do.
Well, I'll bet you Rand Paul isn't for it. I'll bet you Amash is not for it. I hope not. Please tell me if I'm wrong so I can...
Amash is one of those outliers that seems to think that this doesn't make any sense when you're $22 trillion in debt.
Amash ain't wrong.
What's another $20 trillion? I mean, once you're already that deep.
Exactly.
$20 trillion here, $20 trillion there. Pretty soon you're talking about real money.
Actually, you're not.
Exactly.
It's all fake money anyway, right? They're just printing it.
They are practicing modern monetary theory, the thing that they derided when it came out of the mouth of Alexandria what is her middle name?
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
I just got hung up on that. Ocasio.
Well, see, it's bad
How about
when...
just Ock?
It's bad.
AOC.
It's bad when Venezuela does it, but it's okay when the U.S. government prints their money out. It's totally fine.
Absolutely.
Ock.
Hey, we're going to Discord where we've got, let's see what your name is today, Mortified Penguin. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey guys, it's the original nickname, our original username, Mortified Penguin.
You're doing that for me, correct? Because I always stumble over which one you've chosen on a given day.
Yeah, I always keep changing the name. I know it's kind of confusing when I call in, so I decided to go with the original.
What a guy.
Which is still the best. But I wanted to call in about the protest. First, about the protests in Puerto Rico. I know you guys were doing recorder shows when those were
What's
in
happening
full effect.
And
people really came out in the streets and mobilized hardcore just out of really sheer anger.
About what?
So apparently text messages between the governor and his staff were released where they made all kinds of really horrible comments about people and women and they said they were homophobic and they were making fun of even like the dead bodies in the street from the hurricane hit there. They were just really insensitive. They hit all kinds of demographics, but they were really insensitive in general. So bad that like people just came out full force in the streets demanding his resignation.
The governor.
Okay.
So that's what it takes to get people out in the streets. If the governor says mean things,
that's what I was going to say.
Not taxes, not throwing innocent people in prison, not any.
Not
of those
whacking
things.
People.
Just he says some insensitive things. And that's what makes people. Angry.
Apparently, unless Puerto Rico is just different and they're ready to come out in the streets, but it was Governor Rosselló, and he would say, "Oh, I'm ready to." I'm not going to resign, but I won't run for another term. And he's like the rich guy, former governor's son, you know, kind of groomed for the job and everything.
Democrat or Republican?
I think he's Republican. Not entirely sure.
Interesting. He replaced the woman who had the public dispute with Trump over the hurricane.
No, she was the mayor. And actually, some of her
messages
was
mayor,
were making fun of her. He's the mayor of San Juan, I think.
Gotcha.
And, they just kept at it, and all the Puerto Rican celebrities flew in, and people, they just shut everything down until he left. And, I mean, so apparently it can be done if people are angry enough, but obviously when people are too worried about these culture war issues and everything, you're not going to get people just, apparently they're not going to get upset because
right.
The other side getting in is worse.
Well, again, how's that very different than the United States? I mean, everybody's up in arms, not so much somewhat over Trump's policies, but, you know, most Democrats were up in arms because he said, grab a woman by the blank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said something insensitive about this group or that group. It's all emotional. And meanwhile, you know, 2 years of there's no limit on our credit card, that's not a problem. We support that.
Is it time to reinstate the Tea Party?
Well, you won't see that because, of course, you've seen in the since Reagan, you've seen under Reagan, Bush Sr. and W, the deficits have gone up by a huge amount, and of course, under Clinton and Obama, deficits decreased. And that was pointed out to me that, of course, that's because Republicans will massively increase spending and cut taxes, and Democrats will not cut taxes. Which is, I mean, I don't know.
But they'll still massively increase spending, so we're still getting robbed blind. It's just that,
right?
You know, somebody
it's done in such a way that doesn't make any economic sense. If you're going to increase spending,
any of us have children get But basically what happens with the deficit spending is that, this is another thing I want to talk about, at some point, that, very soon, entitlement programs will be overshadowed by spending on the debt, and then national defense as a whole, the biggest line item, will be overshadowed by just payments on interest on the debt, and they'll just keep spending and spending and spending. Republicans and Democrats, they don't care.
Because they're not going to be around to have to pay for it. They can take their retirement and leave. The rest of us are expected to pay for it. It's nuts. Free Market Penguin, thanks for the call. This idea that you can spend forever, at least at one point you had the Republicans saying that doesn't make sense. And now the Republicans are saying, well, it sort of makes sense because we have all these things we absolutely have to have. Like we have to have 10 times the next largest military in the world. That's just common sense. We still have to, we're never going to touch your Social Security because, well, we just think we need old people's votes. It has nothing to do with
fiscal responsibility. Well, they've already spent the money.
That's true.
So I don't know what you mean they won't touch it. They touched it.
Can't keep their hands off it.
They touched it so good it's gone.
Oh, Rich, isn't that in a lockbox?
Huh?
That's in a lockbox.
Well, I don't know where they put it after they jacked it. But
right, yeah. But they do make this stuff up. The problem is it makes no economic sense. You could never run your home. You could never run your household. You could never run your family's finances if you behaved half as poorly as these guys do. And you're looking at a organization that can't budget its own. It can't balance its own budget. And now you want to give it total control over health care. And you want to trust it with managing everybody's student loans.
Stop the madness. Stop the madness.
I just don't know where to go with this.
Now, there is one change. And the student loan issue, you know, on one hand, I don't like the Bernie Sanders idea of canceling student loans and basically having the government pay for them.
No.
Because basically what that is that's another bank bailout.
Yep.
By another name. What they need to do is they need to restore bankruptcy protection for the students. And if the students are bankrupt, let them declare bankruptcy. If they're not bankrupt, then they didn't get screwed. They just got a degree and they're doing fine.
I'm going to tell you.
And then let the banks go bankrupt if they wrote too many bad lines.
Exactly. The reality is there is no bailout. It's just transferring debt. Free Talk Live.
See you tomorrow.
This is a special alert. For business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.